wasn't that Candy? What's her name?
Candy Crush? Candy Crush? Candy Carter.
Candy Carter.
Not to be confused with Cowboy Carter.
Not to be confused with Candy Carter.
By the way, Candy Carter, this is what we're calling Ben now, asked me to clear something up, and I actually think I probably should clear this up. I make jokes about this making me uncomfortable. Nobody is asking me to do this against my will. I'm a big girl. I'm signing up for this. I know what I'm signing up for. I guess some of you, and bless you for this, I love you for it, have been just trying to make sure on the Discord that Sarah's not being trapped into something that feels compromised, whatever. Sarah is totally down for this ride. It may make me squeamish, but just like you get on a roller coaster, knowing you're going to go, ah, that's the part that you're in for. I hear. I don't take roller coasters because I don't like it. I'm totally in for that here. So just be reassured. Sarah's fine. I may scream and go, yeah, and squee, but it's all okay. And thank you
also,
for your concern.
Also, you can bail anytime you want.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. It's very, very hard at this point in my life to get me to do things that I don't want to do. If you are trying to figure out what on earth we're talking about with Candy Carter.
Yeah, fill them in.
Well, it's called It Happens, and it's some fan fiction that the fans on Discord told us they wanted us to read, so Paul and I are cold reading it. Highlighted sections, the good bits, or the whatever, safe for radio bits, were put together by our producer, Ben Haber. And if you want to know what it's about, just listen to the previous episode and that'll give you everything you need to know. So this was written in 2010.
Boom.
By Candy Carter. No relation. All right. Chapter 2. We're going to read the highlighted bits.
And what's the name of it? What's the name of the piece?
It Happens.
It Happens.
It Happens.
Chapter 2. Paul had already removed his sunglasses under duress, so he didn't need to do so as they entered Sarah's house. He stuffed them into the gaping pocket covering his left pectoral. He's wearing a huge Hawaiian shirt, by the way.
Orange with palm trees.
Yep, and then stood in the doorway uncertainly. He'd been invited in, but it had not suddenly become comfortable. Tension radiated from both of them now because, if anything, Sarah understood perfectly why he had come there. The comprehension in her deep brown eyes had scared him more than the actual feelings had to begin with. Mm. Somewhere along the way, his ability to poker his way through a situation had slipped away. Or perhaps it was just her effect on him. Either way, it left him open and vulnerable, a position he had not been in very many times in his adult life.
"Have a seat," Sarah said, slinging her bag down on the kitchen table. Paul then stepped forward into the room, taking in the dimensions and aspects of it. Oh, I like that. That's very Secret Service-y. The kitchen, dining area, living room were all open, and he could see a few dirty dishes in the sink and a box of cereal sitting on the tabletop next to her discarded bag. The living room was mostly clean except for a few cars and trucks that obviously belonged to a child. The place was tidy. People lived here, but there was also a housekeeper at work. "Where is your son?" he asked, knowing that to say Michael aloud might bring something up he didn't necessarily want to talk about or hear her talk about. "He's at Lynx," she answered. The ease with which she said Burroughs's name hit Paul in a funny way. He watched as she walked over to her phone and hit the play button for her messages. It had been 6 years. Oh, and this was written in 2010 when we still had answering machines.
Mm-hmm.
6 years and her life had become something unlikely for a politician's daughter who had been the chief medical officer at a maximum security prison by the time she was 29. She had three messages, and Paul caught the differences amongst them. One about a prescription for a patient that had been lost, another about a school meeting, and a third from a sing-songy childish voice belting out, "You are my sunshine.
You are my sunshine.
Ooh, that's good kid voice."
With a few backup singers. That message ended with, "I love you, Mommy. See you Sunday."
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sarah chuckled quietly to herself and then gestured at the sofa. "Please have a seat. Would you like something to drink?" she asked as she picked up the phone and wedged it between her shoulder and ear. "No, I'm all right," Paul said, and his voice sounded rusty, like he hadn't spoken aloud in a while. He cleared his throat and shuffled closer to the sectional. I'll just need to return this phone call, see if I can get it taken care of tonight. I'll be a minute. No problem, he said before dropping down onto the couch. No problem was right. He was in her house by her invitation, and he could wait all damn night if he had to. He could feel the triumph fighting its way into his expression, and he made an effort not to look at her just in case she saw it and revoked his privileges. Jackie, it's Sarah. Yes, I got the message. She spoke quickly into the phone and then disappeared into a short hallway that must have led to her bedroom. He could still hear her voice, though the words were indistinguishable, and so she just sat, looking around at the modest little home. Little was the most significant thing about it. For two people, he supposed it was more than sufficient, but he wondered if this was all she could afford, or if she liked it here. When she returned to the outer room several minutes later, she had finished her phone call. She had changed from the pants and shirt she'd had on to shorts and a tank top. She was still mostly covered, but Paul could feel his saliva glands start working overtime.
Wow. Is that something that happens when you...
I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. this was the biggest problem in all of this equation. Her ridiculous beauty. The woman was statuesque to begin with, but in the intervening years, she had put on a little weight, but it was the kind of weight that gave her substance. It meant when, if she pressed her frame full length to his, he'd be able to feel every part that made her a woman. The fullness of her breast, the curve of her belly, the indentation where her thighs came together, basically everything that made him want her to begin with. He could feel the reaction in his gut. Yep, I think that we're going there. And he willed himself not to get overexcited or anticipate something that had no guarantee.
Yeesh.
Looking at her, being near her, speaking to her was reward in itself. The idea of touching her, of holding her, could very well send him into cardiac arrest and make it enjoyable for no one. I wonder what it is, the fans, like, when they want to hear this, I think it's partly to watch our,
squirm?
Yes, 100%. I don't think this is about titillation. I think this
is from a long time ago. This is from the pre-podcast era, but...
Okay. No, the Discord fans voted on these... they sent these in to Ben for us to read.
Sickos.
Yeah, yeah. This is their fault.
If you want to hear the rest of this...
Come join us on Patreon. If you want to hear the rest of this, come join us on Patreon.
Yeah, if you want to hear the rest of it, that's... Patreon will have the exciting...
conclusion.
It's getting very exciting.
It's getting kind of hectic.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul is a Caliber Studio production.
Your hosts have been inmates Sarah Wayne Callies and Paul Edelstein.
Our prison warden is producer Ben Haber.
Cutting us up in the yard are our brilliant interns Ariel, Alyssa, and Cade.
The frontman of the Jailhouse Rock Band is me, Paul Edelstein, who made the music.
All the music. Our prison yard tattoo artist, logo, and brand designer is John Nunziato at Little Big Brands. Check him out at www.littlebigbrands.com.
Follow the show on YouTube and Instagram at Prison Break Podcast or email us at ppodcast@caliberstudio.com.
Join the watch party and our Discord community through the Patreon link in the show notes wherever you're listening to right now. They're amazing.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.